นั้นนายเกลไปเซอร์ไวซ์นายเกลไปคน
TBD Mobile, monitoring statewide 2 from I-35 northbound.
KE8PDB, I believe the call was. This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. November 6, Whiskey Yankee in Shelby Township.
N6WY, hey there, nice to meet you. You got my call correct. My name is Gabe. I'm up here in Bay County.
Okay, Gabe, I don't know where that county is. Might give me a major city, a mileage from that, or a direction or something. I'm north of Detroit a little bit. You probably know where it is. The only part of Michigan I know is the southeast and a little bit of the southwest. KE8. EBB, this is N6WY.
Okay, yeah, very well. I'm somewhat familiar with where you're at down there in Detroit. I head down there maybe once or twice a year. Might be going down in a couple weeks, actually, for my wife's birthday. A couple nice restaurants down there we might try. But I'm up just like 5 or 10 minutes north of Saginaw, Michigan. I'm in Bay City. So if you're looking at your hand, it's kind of the... kind of like the crotch of the thumb, if you will. So not out in the thumb and not up in the rest of the mitt, but right smack dab there in the middle where it turns. That's about where we're at.
Okay, I know that area too well, but I've been up there a few times. Pretty area up there. I just adjusted my audio on this old handy talkie. It has an automatic volume control on the microphone side. Wish I had it on the speaker side, but anyway, I turned it down a little bit, and I just wonder, is my volume loud enough for you? Go ahead.
Hey, firm, you're definitely loud enough. It's hard to describe. I'm still not used to describing digital audio, but I'm not sure if the term is overdriven. It's almost overdriven sounding to me, but you're still 100% readable, and I have no difficulty copying you whatsoever.
Well, that sounds interesting. I got a report when I was going crossboat from EMR to C4FM that I was loud. But I attributed that to the crossboat operation. The guy told me most EMR radios that crossboat into his net or network on C4FM, they're loud. But anyway, I turned it down a little bit for him. Maybe I should turn it down some more. I'm not sure how the audio gain control works on this. You know, without the audio automatic gain control, I just keep cranking it down and so it gets it right. But I'm not sure what I'm doing with the automatic gain control on the microphone. Maybe I can turn it down a little bit more and see how it sounds. It sounds good to me on Parrot, but I don't know. Where are you driving to?
Yeah, overall, you sound excellent. And I'm no professional at diagnosing how audio sounds, and I'm fully able to copy you, and it's not too bad at all. But I'm curious. Did you say you're using a Yaesu radio kind of coming in through a hotspot? Is that how you're getting in? But anyway, I'm driving from Bay City, and I'm driving about an hour and a half north up to Hale, Michigan, which is in between Tawas and West Branch. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those areas, but we've got some property up there, and I'm going to go up there, and I've got to do some maintenance. I've got to mow some trails with the tractor and cut up some trees, and then I've got to spray, getting ready to plant some fall food plots. I'm a little bit behind this year on getting my planting in, my fall planting in, but it seems like it goes that way every year, so I should be used to it by now. But I-75 northbound is flowing pretty well, and 75 southbound, it looks like they're going 10 mile an hour. They're pretty clogged up here.
That's interesting. I guess all the people who own property up north or go up north for the weekend to escape the city are coming home now. Yeah, I made that trip a few times along I-75 north up to the West Branch area. And I used to do cross-country skiing up there a lot. And that's about all I did, really. The Franklin Loop, not along I-75 also, but I don't go there anymore. Very good. No, I don't. I am not using a used product. When I said I was talking to a C4 FM station, I'm using this old DMR handy talkie. I was cross-modeing using my hotspot. I am talking to you on the hotspot right now. But I was cross-modeing into C4 FM, and he said I sounded loud. But I am in range of the Mount Clemens repeater. I have a super short antenna on my handy talkie. I mean, it's a shorty. And I don't feel like I can hit the repeater from my computer room. Other parts of the house, I could easily do it. But I am using a hotspot right now.
Yeah, it's good to have options. Sometimes a short antenna is just more convenient, whether it's when you have your radio up next to your face or if you're carrying it around the house. So hotspot's making it good. You're not dropping out whatsoever. But so cross country skiing. I haven't done any cross country skiing. I've done a good amount of downhill skiing, and then I actually do a pretty decent amount of snowshoeing. So and yes, don't worry, I stay off the groomed cross country ski trails. I like snowshoeing because I think of it as like cross country skiing, but in four wheel drive. I get to go a little bit deeper into the powder in the backwoods. But I've been considering picking up a pair of cross-country skis to give that a shot, try out the groomed trails. There's some up near our cabin and some in the West Branch area. And then I like going up to the Upper Peninsula when they get a good amount of snow to trot around in the snow up there, too.
You know, snowshoeing kind of feels to me. I've never tried it. I don't think we get enough snow around here to make it worthwhile, but that does sound interesting, being able to go where the skiers don't go and hopefully where the snowmobilers don't go. I guess you can walk through the woods or something like that and get away from everybody. It's just, getting out in the wintertime, enjoying the fresh air, looking at nature, it's kind of energizing to me. It's been a while since I did that, and snowshoeing is probably tame enough for me at my age that I don't have to worry about breaking anything. I was a daredevil on cross-country skis. I would climb my way up various hills and just see how fast I can go down the hill and then make a turn or something like that, and hopefully I turn before I hit a tree. But like I said, I was a daredevil on cross-country skis, but I never got hurt. That was a fortunate thing, and I really enjoyed it. But now I'm a little bit older. I need to tame down my sports a little bit. Snowshoeing sounds very interesting. Maybe I do that this winter if I have a chance to go up north.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a little bit of a workout, but like everything, you can kind of choose your own intensity. It's a little bit more of a workout if you go on the, if you're just breaking your own trail. However, they do make some, like, kind of groomed snowshoe trails, and that's a lot easier. And, like you said, getting out in the winter, it's kind of invigorating. That cold air is rather refreshing. And, if you spend too much time at the house during winter, you can kind of get cabin fever. So it's good outside to get some fresh air. It's good for your immune system. It's good for your mind. And, there's some places, I think, on the west side of the state, and then I know for sure up in the Upper Peninsula near Tacoma Mountain Falls where you can rent snowshoes. And so you don't have to fully invest and buy a set. You can just show up with whatever boots you have on and strap on the snowshoes and give them a try. Some of those places, they even do snowshoe-guided hikes at night with lanterns, which is kind of fun. And like I said, you can choose your own intensity. So it's a good thing to try out. This is KC8PBB.
Now, that sounds interesting. But you said something that kind of puzzled me. why would you have a groom trail for snow shooting? I can see it for marking the trail purpose, but once it gets all packed down, then you don't really need the snowshoe. I guess it depends on how deep the snow is. If you get a lot of snow, even if it's packed down with snowshoes, I guess if you just walk on with plain old boots, you can fall through it. I know I used to live in Utah, and I lived down at the base of the Wasatch Mountains, and in springtime I can swim in the pool, and an hour away I can get 200 inches of nice powdered snow. So, even if the trail's packed down a little bit, if you just got plain boots on, you're up to your hips in no time trying to walk through that snow.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right with the why would you have a trail for snowshoes theory. It's really only for when that snow gets super deep, and even if you're in regular boots, it'll kind of break down and fall through the trail. So if everyone kind of in line, it's kind of like going for a walk in the woods. And so you can make your intensity of snowshoeing anywhere as easy for kind of a walk in the woods with the snowshoes on to kicking it in four-wheel drive and hopping off in that fresh powder. But so what were you doing out in Utah when you lived out in Utah, and how long ago was that?
I lived there during 1970 and 71. I was a student at the University of Utah at that time, getting my master's degree, and got out of the Army and went there for school. They gave me a nice early out from being in Vietnam, and I took advantage of it, and I got nice GI benefits. I got another degree while I'm doing all that. So that was a good move for me. Turned out all right. I still am fond of Utah, Salt Lake City area, but it's been a while since I've been back there.
Ah, very well, very well. Well, thank you for your service. My grandpa served in Vietnam, too. He came back and he got a degree from, I think, at the University of Indiana. But it's just neat that you went out to Utah for your degree. Were you stationed out in Utah for a while, or did you come back stateside and that's where you wanted to kind of explore?
Well, to tell you the truth, I had no idea. I was stationed in North Carolina for most of my Army duty, and applying to schools, and I picked Utah. And it turned out to be a very good pick for me, well suited for me. Have no regrets. But, I was in Vietnam, and I saw a nice early out option. Good thing I'm not in politics, so they'd be using that against me. I drive it, got accepted, and it turned out to be a very good move for me, both academic-wise, career-wise, and it was an excellent school, in my opinion.
All right, good, good. Yeah, quite the change of scenery and environment coming from Vietnam to Utah. I'd like to make my way out there eventually. My wife and I want to hit all the national parks, and I think there's a couple out there, so I'd like to make my way out there one year. I just don't know when it'll be and when we'll do that on vacation. But for now, we're pretty content strolling around Michigan. I joined the Marine Corps and did 6 years there. No deployments, but when I got out, I went to Saginaw Valley up here in our area and got a business degree and wrapped it up, and now I'm just working away. So life finds a way. It keeps us busy, doesn't it?
Well, you said it. Life finds a way. Keep busy. looking back on it, I do have fond memories of Utah. The national parks are nice. Another thing you could do is go up to Park City. That's a ski resort town, and it is quite nice. It is a ski resort town. It has all the features that you would expect in a Colorado ski resort area. or there's a nice place like Alpha. There they have a really nice powder snow. You know, my first impression going up there, not 200 inches of snow. I mentioned earlier, I pick up the snow, try to make a snowball out of it. It just fell through my glove like talcum powder. So I understand people really like to ski in that.
Yeah, no, that's pretty intriguing. I love that powdery snow, and I love the deep snow. The only place we get that, you know, in Michigan is really up in the UP, and driving 6, 7, 8 hours, and then you got to do the hotel room and all that. That's a trip. I'm not good enough at downhill skiing to do the backcountry stuff. I'm even challenged by many of the Michigan, quote-unquote, mountains and hills that we have. I know it's nothing compared to Utah or many of the states out west, but I enjoy downhill skiing. I'm not that great at it, though. I've taken, I think, 2 years off of it now. But if we get enough snow this year, I might try it out. I know the ski resorts have been hurting kind of lately in Michigan with our lack of snowfall. Even with their snow machines, they've been struggling. But I'd like to give it a shot this year, at least get back into snowshoeing a little bit more, too. And like I said, maybe skis. Yeah, as you can tell, we've been talking about winter for a while, and I'm really hoping we're going to get a good winter now.
Well, I'm not complaining. winter is nice up north, but here, yeah, I noticed that. I used to be able to go at the local park here every night after work in the early night. And now, you know, I'd be lucky if I had to clear my driveway of snow 2 or 3 times a year. I guess it goes in cycles, like the rain in Southern California. You know, it could be a long stretch of rain where you don't get any measurable precipitation at all, and all of a sudden you look out your car window and see water up to your, almost to the windshield when the rains come in. But that's the way it goes. Goes in cycles. So I think, you know, it will come back here in Michigan where we will have lots of snow.
Yeah, definitely comes and goes in cycles. I'm going to hop off the radio here. There's southbound traffic is pretty much stopped, and then northbound traffic, some of the people with campers are getting a little antsy with each other and trying to pass each other, and I'm going to go back to 2 hands on the wheel and put the microphone down. But it was nice meeting you and nice talking with you. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend and enjoy your Sunday. This is KE8-PBB. I'll be clear on your final, 73.
Okay, Gabe, just a quick break here. Where are you located now on I-75?
I am currently approaching exit 190, which is the exit on I-75 that goes to Gladwin and Standish. And the crossroads that comes up on is M61. So 75 and 61 northbound. I'm getting into the Pentine repeater here at my mobile.
Very good. Well, enjoy the chat. We'll talk to you later. Excuse me. KE8PBB. This is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee 73.
73.
WFR, testing.